Now, is there a tree house on your property?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the story of the tree house?
Well, it's in the cat yard. I'll show it to you before you go.
Okay.
I don't know. Everybody builds a tree house now. It's almost as if history was ready for tree houses. Everybody spontaneously wants a tree house. It is true. It's like the conditions are ripe. So I have a tree house, which was quite a project. It was, of course, architect designed. That means it was very difficult to build.
When did you do this? What year?
It's about 6 or 7 years old,
Oh, so
maybe
pretty
eight.
new. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the purpose? What were you, did you want to be able to sleep in it? Was it a,
No, just to hang out.
okay. Yeah.
And I thought the animals would enjoy it. It's dog accessible.
Okay. So your two dogs, three dogs, well, not the one that's handicapped, but the other
Yeah.
two. Yeah.
And as it turned out, it's good because as my friends get older, it's now
People
people
accessible too.
limited people accessible. Yeah, it's very easy to walk up there. It's the approach is very nice. Yeah, I like the tree house. So that's the tree house. Well, when you see it, you'll understand. I had to have a lot of support. It's basically one support and then branches. Well, to do that, it looks very nice, but you've got to have a lot of stuff in underground to make sure that's stable.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Harry Hunt, do you know Harry?
Yes, I do. He designed your tree house. How did you end up finding him as an architect?
I talked to him at a and I think it was one of the West Branch art openings. I happened to be talking to him. I'd never met him before. He's still around, isn't
Yes, oh, yes.
he?
Yeah, that's so funny. I can't wait to see it. That's so funny.